Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to talk about Arsenic and Old Lace, which is opening on September 30th at Anchorage Community Theater.
And to talk about it, we have with us Linda Benson and Kevin Bennett. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
So, Arsenic and Old Lace. This is a chestnut, as they say, in the theater realm. What does that mean?
Well, it's been done and done and done. But, you know, a chestnut is not necessarily a bad term.
No, not at all.
This is a great play, and it survived so many years.
Only
because
the great
of the strength
ones become
of its
chestnuts.
Writing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very funny.
What's it about?
Well, the play is about a fellow named Mortimer Brewster and his aunties who have raised him and his crazy brothers. There's a bit of mental imbalances in the household. And the aunties, what they're doing is murdering little old men just as an act of charity, which fuels most of the comedy in the show.
Sounds comical.
It is.
Murder's very funny, especially when it's on stage in a comedy.
Yeah.
So, and Linda, who do you play?
I'm Martha, one of the aunties.
Okay. One of the three aunties?
Two aunties.
Two, okay.
This is a play I remember very well. Not only, I've seen it three times, once on Broadway, but the one I remember best is the one in 57, did you say?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When Boris Karloff came up and played the one of the characters. It was wonderful.
Well, that's a famous production. I've heard about it a lot over the years.
It was very good.
So now Boris Karloff played?
Boris Karloff played Mortimer Brewster's brother, Jonathan. The other crazy brother, who happens to be a serial killer. It was due to our managing director's contacts at the time. He had some pull, and he found a way to actually ask Boris to come and do the show with us, and he did, and he left quite a sizable contribution to the theater, which also enabled ACT to perpetuate its mission from that point on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a great production.
And
I loved it.
And you saw that in 1957.
Well, the thing about this comedy, which is the kind of comedy I love, it is absolutely taken dead seriously by all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone assumes that their way of life is perfectly natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what always makes for the best comedy.
It does. Without consequence, there is no comedy.
What do you mean by that?
Well, unless you do play it straight, unless there is a consequence, there isn't any comedy. So, you know, that's a very important, very important component.
Well, as the director, forgot to introduce you as the director, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I understand you've had some problems as directing this. You were telling me about it. His difficulties, Linda. We want to go.
Well, and I was one of the difficulties. I took off for 2.5 weeks because I have a new grandbaby, and this cast, which actually there are quite a few in this cast, have had, for one reason or another, to be gone anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks, lots of them. So it's been interesting to work around all of that, and Kevin's done a mighty job, but it is hard when you don't have the full cast there all the time, and there have been real legitimate reasons why they've had to be gone. So that's been interesting.
If there's more than, were there any times when there was more than one cast member gone?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Two and three at a time, which made for some interesting rehearsals. But, you know, that was why it was so important to get all of the blocking done immediately and early. So we started the rehearsals a bit sooner than you would normally see in Anchorage, you know. We had some more time to work on the show than most people typically do. And that was with the knowledge that there were going to be a number of absences. It's worked out well. It hasn't presented itself to be much of an issue. It's the show is coming together very nicely. And
everybody's back now.
Oh, yeah. The folks who have been out, they came back, you know, with their lines together. And, you know, with a good grip of their blocking and so forth. So, yeah, it's been pretty smooth.
For those of you who are just turning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Linda Benson and Kevin Bennett talking about Arsenic and Old Lace, which opens a week from today at ACT. And it hasn't been played in Anchorage for a long time. And it's really a wonderful play. It's about as fun a comedy as you could imagine.
So, Linda, with this comedy here, we were talking about just playing it straight. Your acting style, does it change from like a regular straight drama to this kind of a play? I mean, is there anything you got to do that's like more comedic? You know, are you bigger, broader? You know, do you have to kind of like build in little spaces for where the laughs might be?
She is not broad.
No, thank you, Jean.
No.
I think this is a good compliment for Kevin. He has a vision of what he wants, and that is the way it will be. And he and I've gone round and round a few times, and it's been such fun. And the rest of the cast looks at us. But there were ways I wanted to play Martha, and he has me playing her differently. And you know what? He's right. And it might be a little different, Arsenic and Old Lace, from that perspective than ones you've seen before. Lots of actors have been in Arsenic and Old Lace at one time or another, whether it was high school or in a theater group outside. But I think this is a very specific Arsenic and Old Lace, with the characters being real specific and perhaps a little different shading to some of it than perhaps you've seen before.
Oh, huh. And Kevin, this vision of your Arsenic and Old Lace, I mean, is this a play you've wanted to direct for a long time?
Well,
or did you just...
this is the only play I've ever done twice. Okay. I don't remember the first production, but be that as it may.
You directed this once before?
Not this one. No. This is the only play I've ever done twice. I was in it twice.
Oh.
So, the play was selected in our play selection committee, and it came up for production. The opportunity to direct this one also presented itself, and it's a wonderful show. It's a show I'm familiar with. I've seen it done different ways. I have a pretty good feeling of how it could be done. Well, so that's what we're after.
And we should say that ACT, one reason we did the play was because it has been asked for by the public.
Yeah. A lot of our patrons have been asking, oh, when are you going to do Arsenic and Old Lace again? When are you going to do Arsenic and Old Lace again? You know, what's funny?
That's interesting.
ACT has only produced this show. You would think that in community theater you'd see it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, every 10 years.
Mm-hmm. No, this show has been produced 3 times by ACT since the 50s. 3 times. And this will be our 4th production.
Over a long history.
Yeah, 60 years.
That's pretty incredible.
Yes, it is. And I haven't seen it since the 57 one, so I'm going to go back and watch it again, and I'm going to be interested to see how you've managed to change it.
Not change it.
I understand, and that is change in a sense of having a new vision of it. That is change.
So would it be like the style that's different? You say like the characters are very specific. So it's not just like people come in there and play kind of like almost like a stock kind of their vision of what they saw before, what they think it should be. It's more what the director wants his character to be.
Well, outside of the togas and the flower pots as hats, I don't think anything's changed, really.
Kevin's helping us to really look at some lines and think about some different ways that those lines could be done. If they're done his vision, his way, there's a whole new slant on this. For the actor, it's very different.
Well, what's interesting to me is the irony in the script, and that fuels a lot of the comedy. The fact that our aunties are such sweet ladies, but they're murderers. You know, that's what's funny. The strength of the writing is what I'm interested in. And the authors, the authors have written this in such a way that, there's a lot of subtlety there. We've been mining it for its best and highest purpose.
Good. I'm getting more and more eager to see it.
Me too. I've never seen this play. I saw the movie once a long time ago when I was a kid. But I haven't seen the play. What were you going to say, Kevin?
The movie was a little bit broad.
Yeah.
And the play as it is written is a little different than the movie.
Isn't that true always? Mm-hmm. And the plays are usually better, but not always.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, much.
That's why I like live theater. I'm a total... I hardly ever go to the movies. I really prefer live theater, and whatever time I can spend, I'd rather spend on live theater. Thank you very much, Kevin Bennett and Linda Benson, for coming to see us today, and I'm looking forward to ACT's production of Arsenic and Old Lace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Calling all artists, dancers, singers, actors, painters, McDonald's employees, writers, musicians, and anyone else with a creative pulse. Auditions for a new theater repertory company focusing on musical theater is planning several shows this season, including A Chorus Line. Auditions for the company are Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 11 to 1 at Out North. Just show up or contact caleb.bourgeois@gmail.com, and that's caleb.bourgeois@gmail.com.
In Wasilla, it's the last weekend to see Valley Performing Arts presentation of It Runs in the Family. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. This play had a great review. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At Cyrano's, you can see Helen, a different take on the Troy story. Showtimes are Thursday through Friday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Arsenic and Old Lace, which opens a week from tonight and runs through October 23rd. This hilarious play is fun to see again and again. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.